Civil lawsuit accuses Backstreet Boys singer Nick Carter of raping autistic girl 20 years ago. By Paul Bois on December 9, 2022. Nick Carter, a member of the 1990s pop boy band Backstreet Boys, has been accused of raping an autistic girl 20 years ago in a new lawsuit. The lawsuit filed by Shannon Shea Ruth alleges Carter sexually assaulted her in 2001 when she was just 17, saying it filled her life with confusion and pain. The last 21 years have been filled with pain, confusion, frustration, shame and self-harm that are a direct result of Nick Carter raping me, she said in a Facebook live stream press conference alongside her lawyers. Even though I'm autistic and live with cerebral palsy, I believe that nothing has affected me more or had a more lasting impact on my life than what Nick Carter did and said to me, she added. After he raped me, I remember him calling me a retarded bitch and grabbing me and leaving bruises on my arm. Ruth said she did not come forward earlier, believing she could go to jail over Carter's alleged assault, according to Fox News. Her attorney, Mark Boscovich, said in the press conference that three other women will be included in the lawsuit. Nick Carter has a long history of abusing women, Boscovich said. Shea is determined to bring Carter to justice. She believes it's worth it to protect other women. Representatives for Carter have not yet responded to the allegation. In 2017, he stood accused of sexual assault by pop singer Melissa Schumann. Allegations that he vehemently denied. Melissa never expressed to me while we were together at any time since that anything we did was not consensual. We went on to record a song and perform together. And I was always respectful and supportive of Melissa both personally and professionally, he said at the time. Prosecutors also declined to pursue charges against the singer, citing the statute of limitations. The reporting party alleged that, in 2003, she was the victim of a sexual assault perpetrated by the suspect in his apartment, prosecutors said. The statute of limitations expired in 2013. Therefore, an analysis of the strengths and weaknesses of the evidence is not warranted, and the matter is declined.